Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
I realize the only way to deal with local crimes is to spread the word. If you remember, we spoke about the Thug Thug gang a couple of weeks back. Well, today we're talking about Peeping Tom. Good morning, I'm Disha Oberoi. This is Red FM. This show is called Morning Number One. Peeping Tom is a very strange concept in Shantinagar, where a guy from the neighboring area would come. He would do a recce, figure out what are the rooms of women and couples and single women and ladies and their bathroom windows. In the night, he would go scream, startle them, talk to them, say weird things, make strange gestures, and then he would disappear. Now, the residents got together using technology, common sense, teamwork, and cohesive spirit in conjunction with the Wilson Garden Police Station, and they nabbed this guy. With me on call right now is Mr. Rao, the Commissioner of Bangalore Police. I was very keen on knowing his reaction to this citizen-driven mission where they caught a local criminal.
Disha, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. I just want to trouble you for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, tell me. Go ahead.
Sir, I came across a very interesting incident, sir, where the residents of Shantinagar have got together, used technology, teamwork and alertness to nab a criminal within the area through their WhatsApp groups. I'm referring to a case that is now being called the case of Peeping Tom, where this guy will come to a woman's bathroom or an intimate couple's like moment in the bedroom. He would scream, startle, talk to them and just disappear.
Yes.
We were trying to encourage a lot of people in the city to start forming groups in their buildings and areas, to help each other out. Does this help the police also, sir? I wanted to ask you. It's a great deal of help for the police.
Actually, ourselves going to be promoting a new concept called Hello Neighbor.
Oh.
So we'll be launching this program shortly and encouraging people to know their neighbors, say hello to them in a language they know and they are comfortable. So we will be launching this program shortly. The Honorable Home Minister will launch this. We feel that if neighbors know each other, thieves and anti-social people cannot take advantage. It is only anonymity which that leads to crimes.
Yes.
And strong communities can prevent crimes. Strong communities can build very healthy neighborhood.
Sir, so the inspiration for this concept, which is Hello Neighbor, is mainly to deal with these local crimes that happen, like you said, because of anonymity.
Exactly. People, they don't know each other who stays east, west, north, south,
yes,
upstairs, downstairs. That advantage is taken by anti-social elements and criminals. Moment a stranger is spotted, people ask, who are you?
Yes.
Who will come to visit?
Yes, yes.
So, this is what we are lacking today. We all stay in huge apartment complexes where we don't know who stays next to each other.
That's true.
And then when somebody is at home and they are not taken food, etc., they ring up their children in America on WhatsApp.
Yes.
What are you eating? Nothing. And from US, they give a call to Swiggy or to any of the food person that their food is sent over there. So if strong neighborhoods are there,
yes,
our feeling is that people will be friendly to each other. Lot of things can be accomplished. And doing with plastics, garbage,
yes,
greenery,
yes,
number of things can be accommodated, can be achieved if a strong neighborhood is there. And this is an excellent example.
I was going people to ask Shantinagar, you, sir, were you impressed by the people of Shantinagar?
I was extremely impressed. I was very, very impressed. In fact, there is a Public Safety Act which mandates all commercial establishments to fix CCTV.
Yes.
But we don't make it mandatory for residentials, residents. But these people have come together and done it. It's a very good thing. Diseases like Peeping Tom, they're all social diseases.
Yes,
they're
sir.
All to social diseases with a sick mind.
But I think, sir, this concept of Hello Neighbor is long overdue, and if it's going to be initiated by the Bangalore police, sir,
Bangalore City Police will do it.
Yes.
And it will, believe me, it's going to become a worldwide movement what we start now.
Sir, we'll do our best to spread the word once you launch it.
And I seek your cooperation also, that you just had to ask, have you said hello to your neighbor today? Did you smile at your neighbor in the lift? Because we are not going to be spending any money on this. All that we'll be doing is that making pamphlets and sending it to people and using strong agencies like Red FM.
Absolutely, sir.
Media, and all of you to promote this concept. That's all.
It will be done, sir. Let us know when you're ready to launch and we'll roll it out with you simultaneously. Thank you, Mr. Rao.
You'll be doing a great service to society if you give a few minutes of this to you, the program.
Definitely, sir. Morning number one, Disha, Disha. Morning number one, Disha.
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019, English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi.
Disha! Morning number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5, Red FM. Bajate Raho.